You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you are a sentient, breathing being, you're aware that the new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens, comes out next week. We know all the main characters from the original trilogy are back. We know advanced ticket sales are through the roof, but we don't know all that much about the plot. However, in a very marketplacey move, one economist crunched the numbers and wrote a paper that The Force Awakens should be about a bailout. Yes, really. Our digital producer, Tony Wagner, has the story. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Lizzie.
Okay. An economist studied Star Wars and says, what? Tell me about this.
Right. So it's this guy, Zach Feinstein. He's an assistant professor at Washington University, and he studies the way that these things happen in the real world. And he's basically positing that the new Star Wars movie, based on what's come before, could very well start with the galaxy needing a huge bailout.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to see Star Wars Episode 7 yet, but it's possible there was a financial crisis and the Rebel Alliance was not able to hold on to power due to that. Maybe this is the route that they decided to take. I doubt that will be the case, but if it is, I will be the one person that has truly studied this and said, that makes sense.
Okay, all right. So if the movie is about bailouts, sure, he's on the money then. Back up, why are we talking about all of this?
Lizzie, you and I both know, of course, at the end of 1983's Star Wars Return of the Jedi, Lando Calrissian and the Rebels blew up the Death Star, and Darth Vader killed the evil Emperor before dying himself. And, of course, we both know the Death Star is a moon-sized space station super weapon that can destroy planets.
Yeah, that's not a planet. That's a space station.
Exactly. And there were two of them, and the first one, Luke Skywalker, blew up in 1977's original Star Wars. Basically, he's looking at what would have happened in the galaxy if you kill a head of state, the only head of state in this empire, and also blow up two government projects worth quintillions of dollars apiece.
I'm sorry, quintillions?
Right, yeah. So to figure all this out, Feinstein had to find real-world examples to try to figure out what it might cost to build a Death Star, or two of them.
In the end, the Death Star is a very large aircraft carrier. I just took the cost of the USS Gerald Ford, which was $17.5 billion, and scaling it up based on the cost of the steel that would be necessary for the Death Star.
So using that calculation, he then sort of expanded it out to try to figure out what the entire galactic economy would have been by comparing it to the Manhattan Project in the 40s. What it shook out to is that two Death Stars are going to run you about $600 quintillion to build. So, you know, pocket change to you and me. And the GGP, that's gross galactic product, was something like $6 sextillion when the second Death Star blew up.
I'm having a hard time keeping a straight face here in the studio. Clearly, you had fun talking about this. It's fascinating to me because I've seen The Empire Strikes Back more than 30 times.
Wow.
But what are we supposed to think of all of this if you're trying to compare it to the real world?
Yeah, so the basic conclusion is that it would have taken at least $900 quintillion to keep the galaxy at recession levels and losing like 1% of GGP. And it's important that he pulled out real world examples for this. I mean, this is what Feinstein studies at Washington University. He took, you know, the way that markets responded after disasters during the housing crisis. So kind of spinning that out and using these models, you can start to see that there's some real world parallels here.
So if I'm a bank, I owe you money, you owe me money. But if I go into default because someone blew up the Death Star, I'm now not able to pay you what I owe. But you were counting on that money to be able to pay off someone else. So the loss from one bank can spread and amplify through the system. So we saw this in 2008. This is why we really needed to bail out the banks. Because if we didn't, it would spread to otherwise healthy banks and otherwise healthy companies.
So, yeah, Feinstein even identified this bank in the Star Wars universe, the International Banking Clan. It's kind of the Empire's Lehman Brothers, and under his models, it goes under.
Tony Wagner, thank you for somehow turning your hobby into a story.
It was a real pleasure. Anytime.